Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And a pleasant good afternoon, Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show. As we head for the weekend, News Radio 1070 WKOK and Sean Carey will hear from Steve in just a moment in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on this strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can get in contact with us anytime. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com. You can also like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, our Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU, and you can subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast. We're on iTunes, the Apple Podcast app, and Google Play. If you are an Eagles football fan, and if you didn't get a chance to hear Steve's conversation with Ricky Ricardo from the Philadelphia Eagles Spanish Radio Network, you can replay that and subscribe to our podcast. And we're also posting 3 months of shows. Always have them archived on our homepage at stevejonesshow.com. I mentioned the Philadelphia Eagles a moment or two ago. We will have that game and all four NFL divisional playoff games this weekend on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Coverage will start tomorrow afternoon at 4 between the Indianapolis Colts and Kansas City Chiefs. Tomorrow night in the NFC, it's the Cowboys at the Rams. And then the Sunday double dip with the kick Sunday at 1:05, the Los Angeles Chargers at the Patriots, and then that Eagles-Saints game here on WKOK starting at 4:40 with the kick from the Superdome. We'll have the National Westwood One broadcast, and Ross Tucker will be the field analyst for the broadcast on Sunday afternoon from the Superdome, and we will have Ross on the show next hour, 4:06. So for all the Tuck heads, fans of Ross Tucker, called the Tuck heads, we'll hear from Ross next hour, break down the Eagles matchup and all the games this weekend, which I feel pound for pound it is the best weekend of NFL football for the entire year. So our Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show, always brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. And for all that great NFL action this weekend, you got to make sure you're stocked up with all your favorite beverages, snacks, and so much more from the beverage supermarket. And your Brewers Outlet specials now through Tuesday, Shinerbach 12-pack bottles, $12.95, and Pacifico 12-pack cans, $9.95. Get your water, soda, snacks, fresh roasted peanuts, and all those great flavors of pickles at the Pickle Bar, all at Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. So after Ross's spot here on the show next hour, 4:35, of course, we will have the most interesting man in New England, Steve's brother Kevin Jones. He'll check in and we'll have our football picks for the weekend. We look forward to that. So we'll be with you live till 5, and then we'll have our late day news roundup. Chad Hershberger will be at the anchor desk this afternoon. And then tonight we will have high school basketball on WKOK as Seals Grove comes across the river to the Phil Lockoff gym tonight. Seals and Braves with Kevin and the great Chief.
And the Chief will be there.
He will be there.
That is great. I mean, just, you know, it's like it's great going on any ship where you know there's a rudder.
That helps.
and in this case, the Chief is the rudder.
Yeah. 7:09 with Kevin and the Chief today.
And not only that, you know, in working with Kevin, the Chief probably has said it. You know, how long have they been together now? 20 years?
Blackjack, 21. Oh, 22.
21 years.
According to the suit, now 22.
22 years. Yeah. 22 years. When you work with the suit, in terms of the number of words you say in the broadcast, Chief's probably actually only been on the air 6 years.
Chief speaks more than you think. Especially in the pregame.
That's off the air.
Right. That's in the car on the away to the away games, yes.
Talk to the fans before the game. How you been? Great, the whole thing. You know, the other guy, I can't be bothered. I'm putting out fires here. So then the game starts. Yeah. Chief's there, right? Coach Hort's there, right?
Yeah.
They're there, right? He's rolling his eyes, isn't he?
Yes. Our guy. I hear that our guy. Yeah, it's our guy. Yeah, Chief picks his spots for the great analysis that makes the broadcast even better.
Look, he has no choice. The poor guy has no choice but to pick his spots. he's been forced into it, the poor dude. All right, look. It's like did I ever tell you the old joke about the nun at the monastery? Did I ever tell you that one?
No, I don't think I've heard that one. No. Oh.
Young woman decides to enter a strict order. And in the strict order, that you pray, you eat, and once a year, you meet with the Mother Superior, and you're allowed to say two words. So, year goes by, she eats, she prays, she goes in, she meets with the Mother Superior. The Mother Superior then looks at her and says, "It's great to have you here. It's been an incredible year. Now it's time for your two words. Think carefully, make them count." Thanks for a moment. She says, "Food bad." Another year goes by. She prays. She works. She eats. Year comes up. Mother Superior brings her in. She says, another year's gone by. Time now for your two words. Think carefully before you speak. She thinks for a moment. And she says, "Bed hard." Now the year goes by, prays, works, eats, more prayer, goes in, meets with the Mother Superior. She says, "Once again, it's time for your two words. Think carefully before you say your two words." She says, "Goodbye." And the Mother Superior looks at her and says, "Well, we're not surprised. You've done nothing but complain ever since you got here." That sums up the Chief and the suit. Dave has to think very carefully before he says his two words. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Stock up for this great weekend of football. And they've got the best selection going. I'll tell you, Corey gave me a Sam Adams sampler when I came in for the holiday party. My sons and I sat down, and my daughter, too, had some as well. We just loved it. Great sampler. Again, it's part of the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. They're right there. The bags are right there at the register. That pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed. All together now, including you over there in Frackville. Second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. We are in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Best product, best sales group, Best group working with your budget, best service group, Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. So they got Sealands Grove tonight. I assume he's just hanging in the station right now, writing orders.
One out of two, hanging.
Believe me, I assume that part. The other part was meant as a joke. Oh, my goodness. You see, Dan Enos left as the he's going to be the offensive coordinator at Alabama. At least we all thought he's going to be the OC at Miami. So Josh Gattis goes to Michigan. Mike Locksley becomes the head coach at Maryland. Enos goes to Miami. So they have scuttled the offensive staff at Alabama.
I think that that's, to me, interesting.
Also, Kyler Murray, there's a lot of reports he may opt and put his name into the NFL draft. We'll see. Bryce Love, though, torn ACL, the Stanford running back, and he's still recovering from that. The combine for him is out. And remember, he was hurt last year, too. DJ LeMahieu, picked up by the Yankees, two-year contract. Guy plays second, short, and third. Good hitter.
Let's see then if they're out of the Manny Machado sweepstakes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they picked up Troy Tulowitzki. They picked up LeMahieu. No doubt the Yankees are making themselves better. Now, the Red Sox also made themselves better. They agreed on a deal with Mookie Betts for 1 year at $20 million. I mean, so who's of the three guys, who would you rather have?
That brings up a great question long term if you're looking maybe three or so years down the road. When Mookie Betts hits free agency, would his deal be higher than both Bryce Harper's and Manny Machado's?
Who knows? I have no idea.
I mean, that's looking down the road.
See,
but.
See, the Red Sox have a lot of guys coming up. Xander Bogaerts is coming up. J.D. Martinez is coming up. Chris Sale's coming up. They got a lot of contracts coming up. Mookie Betts. I mean, they've got a relatively young team, to be honest with you. But this is... Yeah, that's what they've got going. The Phillies are an interesting spot because it sounds like they offered him money, but it sounds to me like they didn't offer as much as the Nationals did. But that was interesting. I thought that was interesting. So I'm not quite sure what the Phillies want to do because Machado and Harper are both still out there. Let's see. Four Alabama players entering early into the NFL draft. Quinnen Williams and Jonah Williams are two of them. Jacobs, the running back, you saw them using him a lot in wildcat short yardage. And the big tight end, Irv Smith, have all announced that they are going to the NFL draft. No surprise in any one of them. So that's some of the college football news there. And just remember, your Super Bowl referee is coming out of this weekend. So it's one of the four guys this weekend. Penn State basketball played well in many areas last night, not all. Lost 70-64 at Nebraska. Nebraska's won 20 in a row at home. You know the last team to beat them in Lincoln is? Kansas. That's the last team to beat them in Lincoln. Couple of notes on that game and a couple of notes on... I mean, you know, I'm not crazy about talking about officiating. I'm not crazy about it. But when I see stuff that is like the easy stuff, I get a bit concerned. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Isaiah Roby, many project him as a potential NBA draft pick. You know, and we know how the draft board changes. Tony Carr one day was 29 or 30, and then he ended up being 52. Right now, Roby's in that 25 to 35 range. Well, he played it like last night. He had 22 points, career high, 11 boards, couple of block shots. I think he really helped early. He actually had a couple three-pointers. He'd only hit six all year coming into the game. I think that really changed the dynamic. Suddenly you're running out at him, and he's blowing by you. And he played really well. Glenn Watson played terrific last night. He really was terrific, I thought, in the game. He made that pure, absolute luck. I'm going to heave it to the basket at the shot clock buzzer three that hit the rim three times and then fell. Okay, that happens. But he made some other plays where he drove to the bucket last night, knowing who he was against, the angle he had to take, how far out he had to take the ball, how he used the glass. Three absolutely brilliant, intelligent plays by him. And he's here. All of his numbers are all up from last year. All of his numbers are up from last year. And he's a senior. And he played really well. Yeah, Palmer didn't play that great. They did a good job on Copeland. Copeland's game I like. Palmer's game I don't. Never been a big Palmer guy.
Well, we knew going into the game last night that they weren't going to do a lot of substituting. Actually, no, it was just you just kept waiting. Oh, okay, Coach Miles going to bring in a sub, and it's nope. It's just rare to see that happen.
Well, that's why he called a great timeout with. 6 minutes to go, 6:10 to go. It was a brilliant timeout because he wasn't going to sub, and he said, look, I got to get these guys out of here. So he did. He said, I got to sit them down. So he took care of that after a made basket. Okay, that was a smart timeout, and that's what Dick and I said. We said, look, he's not subbing the rest of the way, so guess what? Right? He knows it. And since he knows it, he's calling the timeout. The officiating part is this. Okay, when it's the easy, obvious call, it's easy, you got to make the call. Last night in the first half, Glenn Watson's throwing the ball in under the basket. He clearly moves not once, but two, three times, sliding to his left, sliding to his left, which means he's picking up his pivot foot to do it. You could step way out and throw it in, but he slides over, then gets the ball in. He's not very tall, so it gave him at least an advantage of seeing where he's going. The official looks at me and says, don't do that again. Hey, look, listen, okay, here, let me give you a basic one, pal. It's not your job to advise, it's your job to officiate. He moved, it's a walk. Okay? Hey, that's what bothers me is when you miss the easy ones. Copeland driving on the baseline, gets cut off, picks up his dribble, turns, and when he turns, he then drops the ball and picks it back up. That's double dribble, and everybody on a playground knows that. Official standing right there. You can't miss the easy calls. If you can't do that, I can't trust you on the tough ones.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai has the brand new Hyundai you deserve with savings of over $7,000. Buy a $25,000 2018 Santa Fe for only $18,259. That's a savings of over $7,000. A 2018 Hyundai Elantra is discounted to an unbelievable $14,810. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has a 2018 Santa Fe Sport that was $34,890 and now only $28,840. Hyundai comes with America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. No matter what size SUV you're looking for, Sunbury Motors has it. 2019 Hyundai Konas, only $23,210. 2019 Hyundai Tucson, only $26,110. 2019 Santa Fe's, only $26,775. And the 2019 Santa Fe XL starts under $30,000. Now is the time to get the new Hyundai you deserve from Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great product. Great deals, great sales staff, great service. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show, as every Friday, brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports domestic microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Oh, and by the way, great specials between now and Tuesday. Shatterbach 12-pack bottles, $12.95. Pacifico 12-pack cans, $9.95. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar all together now. Led by the barrels and the dills. Second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. So the playoffs are tomorrow. You'll get your referees for the Super Bowl. One of them of those four will be the referee in the Super Bowl when it's all said and done. And go from there.
I'm intrigued. I'll have to look up and see the assignments for this weekend. You can find them on footballzebras.com. Let's see who we got.
Yeah.
So Bill Vinovich.
Well, you expect that. He's very good.
Walt Anderson.
No comment.
Looks like he's got Seattle-Dallas tomorrow night.
Well, I'm glad he doesn't have the Patriots because then he'd have to examine the footballs. Okay. Oh, wait, he's already done that once. I forgot. Yeah, okay. Yeah, great job. We raise a glass to you.
Strike that. These were last weekends. Here we go.
Ah, I got them right. There we go.
My bad. Yeah. Here we go. Let's find him. Okay. I was looking at the wrong ones. Colts Chiefs tomorrow. It's John Hussey.
Okay.
Cowboys Rams tomorrow night. John Perry.
John Perry's very good. I remember John Perry being in the Big Ten.
Chargers Patriots on Sunday. Ron Torbert.
Yeah, he's good.
And Eagles Saints on Sunday is Carl Cheffers.
Hmm. Let me see if that group I'd put Cheffers in the lead. Just a thought.
19th season, 11th as a referee. He has worked 12 postseason assignments, 4 wild card playoff games, 5 divisional playoff games, and 2 conference championships. Carl Cheffers was the referee of Super Bowl 51.
Oh, see? Yeah, Cheffers been there before.
Ron Torbert, 3 wild card playoff games, 4 divisional playoff games.
Okay.
John Perry, 2 wild card playoff games, 7 divisional playoff games, 1 conference championship, and 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, I think Perry might.
His first Super Bowl assignment was a side judge.
Okay. Okay.
And John, is it Hussey or Husey?
Hussey.
Hussey. 4 wild card playoff games, 4 divisional playoffs, 2 conference championships, and looks like it was Super Bowl 45.
Okay. I would be surprised if, like, next weekend it's like Tony Corrente and Vinovich next weekend where they get the conference championship game.
Walt Coleman is the only official in NFL history to have worked for 30 seasons and has not received a title game assignment.
Yeah, but he's got 30 seasons of checks.
Never forget that. I was telling my class one day, they said, what is the single most important part of your job? I said, personally? I said, yeah. I said, contract renewals. All right, so.
Down judge Sarah Thomas received her first on-field postseason assignment. She's the first woman to do so. And replay official Terry Valenti also assigned to a divisional game.
Okay. It's fine. I've heard nothing pro or con about any of them this year. Okay. Let's see. Bruce Feldman's reporting that Juwan Johnson has put his name into the transfer portal. Now, you can put your name into the portal. It doesn't mean you're going. It means you're allowed to talk to other people, explore it, and you may go. But Bruce Feldman's reporting that Juwan Johnson did put his name into the transfer portal. Look at that. I mean, you look, the receiving spot for Penn State is KJ Hamler, right? Jahan Dotson, Justin Shorter, Daniel George, Mac Hippenhammer. I mean, that's where it is. Moving forward, that's who they're going to have out there. I mean, they may be young at wideout, but they're deep at wideout. Really deep. So, we'll see what Juwan decides to do. Now, you can't be around somebody you like more than Juwan Johnson.
So the deadline is what, midnight Monday night?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you can put your name into the transfer portal anytime you want. I mean, in other words...
Oh, my bad. I mean, to make your intentions that you want to go into the 2019 draft.
NFL draft is Tuesday.
Okay. Sounds kind of funny and high tech, like you're watching a science fiction movie. Okay, you're going to enter the portal, so a player goes into the tube and he ending, boom, and he goes out of the tube on the other side and lands at the college he's going to transfer.
I mean, Barstool Sports. Yeah, there's a great one. Barstool Sports are reporting that Jalen Hurts is going to be at the Indiana Maryland game tonight. And there are other people saying you may go to Miami. So, there's going to be a lot of attention on him. We'll see what kind of attention is put on Brandon Winbush, on Tate Martell. But there, but that's Bruce Feldman making that report that, and they're checking this transfer portal all the time. And supposedly Juwan Johnson put his name into it.
So, okay. Coaches on the schools that are on the side of receiving these players, right? They would want to get, would there be a certain time frame that they would want them to get to campus and to get started, like before early February, before National Letter of Intent Day, or is that a completely different thing?
Well, you want to be able to enter school when school starts. Because you want to be in spring practice. Which means you've got to be in the school in good standing. And again, I think Juwan did get his degree in December. So he would be eligible right away as a grad transfer. But, it's one thing about the transfer portal is this. It is your ability to explore what you want to do. So you're allowed to explore and then make a decision as to what you want to do. Well, he's going to do that. I'll say this, though. When you look at I look at the future of Penn State's wide receivers. When I'm watching Shorter the last month, just flat out came on. You're like, wow. And he's got great size. Hands, speed, long strider. Daniel George. Daniel George is another big receiver. Put together really well. You know, then you get Dotson. Dotson's a natural. Hamler, all that speed.
Oh, just the crowd reaction for those few times, the couple times I was in the stadium back in the fall. Just just how electrifying he is on the field, whether he's catching a ball or on punt returns. As the crowd just anticipates his next step.
I mean, Hamler's exciting. He's exciting. But you know, like I said, Juwan Johnson can enter the transfer portal. He has the advantage. He has his degree. Because he has his degree, he can be a grad transfer. But that's the latest news out of that. So it's a tiny, tiny group, a small group. People love their football Saturdays, setting up. You know, it was tough this year with all the rain. But let's just take what it's a normal year. People love coming to games and setting up and getting their tailgates going and the parking lot experience and then going into the game and enjoying the game and coming back out and tailgating more. Their friends, having fun, playing cornhole, eating food, drinking beverages. Lots of laughs, camaraderie. Your team's winning, it's even better. But there's this tiny sliver of fans out there, very small, that I swear to you, Sean, they enjoy the off season more than they do the season. Where the off season, there's no pressure of the game, there's no pressure of the winning and losing, whatever. There's a sliver of fans, very small, but a sliver of fans out there. I think actually enjoy the offseason more than they do the season.
And maybe that sliver of fans may increase just because they want the offseason to go quicker because they just can't wait for the next season to kick off.
I think the games are too much for them. In other words, you know, like the agony of the winning, the losing, the calls, the play call, right? And then it's like, okay, like, and sometimes the games are too. There's a sliver of them. It's just a sliver, but I think the off season is more enjoyable to them than the season.
Well, go all the way back to week one, you know, Labor Day weekend with all the excitement alone, just in the App State game.
It was too much for some people. They will kill this team. No, they won't. But, I mean, there's a sliver of them that, I mean, seriously, that I think actually, I said it was a sliver, but I think enjoy the offseason because there's less pressure than the season of the games. Like, it's like the game puts, sometimes with some people, puts them through such a ringer. It's not fun to them. It's too agonizing for them. Now in the off season, they can agonize over recruits. They can agonize over who's winning position battles, things like that. The games, not their bag. And again, that is just a sliver. The vast majority of people love the games, love being around it. They can't wait. August 31st, Idaho? Well, you get the blue-white game on April 13th first. But then it's Idaho. Idaho here. In fact, the first three games are here. It's Idaho, Buffalo, Pitt.
Yep.
Then they've got that Friday night game to open the Big Ten at Maryland. Well, at least that's a bus trip.
And that Friday game is a little earlier than the one that was last year at Illinois, so get it out of the way quicker.
9 o'clock at night. It's like last night. You know what time I walked in my door last night?
Let's see. Well, you guesstimated to me that you'd be home by 3 this morning.
I walked in at 3.
Boom.
But then I had to do the update show. I didn't go to bed till 3:45. So I've only been up 12 hours. Well, I was up, actually, I was up on the plane the entire time reading Vern Lundquist's autobiography, which is really good. I'm about 217 pages in. So I'm almost there. But he really likes Gary Danielson, really likes Scotty Hamilton. You know who he doesn't like? You can guess.
For some reason, I'm thinking like another to-do. Well, it can't be Jim Nantz.
Oh, no, he likes Jim Nantz.
Yeah.
No, think local.
Okay. I was going through the CBS sports roster in my head. Okay, who is that? I'm jealous. He knows the suit? Man, come on.
It's amazing how certain reputations travel. We'll come back with more in a moment. Have you ever met Vern?
I have never met Vern. It'd be a privilege to do that.
He is exactly the same off the air as he is on the air. There's no difference. None. That big, huge, jovial laugh. He's terrific. Great sense of humor. Loves life.
Well, ESPN started running Masters promos on New Year's Day, and that was the first person I thought of was Vern.
He said in the book, he says he doesn't have a lot of... He never had a lot of... He had some, but not a lot of interaction with Jack Nicklaus over the years. And, of course, the two have forever been tied together by the Yes Sir call, which Ben Wright, as Ben Wright said, it first on 15... But the punctuation of it, at the same time Nicklaus is raising his arms, he said they never talked about it. And then he was watching, CBS had done a like a quick tribute to Vern Lundquist before his last game. And Nicklaus came on the tribute and talked about that putt and Vern's great call. He says the first time he'd ever heard him talk about it. Well, there was, he had sent Nicklaus a picture, and Nicklaus signed it and started out by saying to Vern, "Yes, sir," with like 4 exclamation points, and then wrote a beautiful note on there on the picture for him in a silver Sharpie. And Lundquist admits he's a pack rat. He says, "Well, I'm here in my office. I got the picture, like all these pictures he has. I guess they're all over the place, and that's one that's prominent in his office." It's a really good book. You'd enjoy it. You know, you'd enjoy it. It's, there are a lot of twists and turns in his career. Local radio, Cowboys Network, trying to somehow get a toehold at ABC, which he never really could do. Now, CBS kind of saved him. Even when CBS lost the NFL, that's when they threw him onto figure skating, which turned out to be great for him, got him back in the NFL, and then got him to the SEC. It always wasn't the smoothest trajectory for him, but how in the end it turned out great. It's been really good. I'm about 200 and... nearly 220 pages in. So my thought process is on the flight to... Because I flight out to Nebraska, flight back. So I didn't go to sleep last night. I read for the 2 hours. And probably in the flight to Minnesota on Friday next week, I'll probably finish the book then. But you'd enjoy it. Boy, his admiration for the chief is really high. You read this book,
man.
he said, "What that dude's had to endure." We'll come back with more in a moment. He says, "You know what that dude has had to endure." Yes, sir. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right.
Next hour, Ross Tucker on the NFL playoffs. And then the King joins us. I got slaughtered last weekend.
That was an anomaly. That won't happen again for a long time.
Oh, no, it could happen this weekend, too. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. From the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.